Hi, how you doing? Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Thank you. Hi, how you doing? My name is Steve, and I'm calling from Opinion Research. We are conducting a survey. I'm trying to see if you can help us out by answering a couple of questions.
Sure.
All right, perfect. So today we are talking to people in your area about local issues. Your opinions are needed. This call is quick and confidential. Just the first one is, will you prefer to take this survey in English or Spanish?
English, please.
Sir, do you think yourself as a male, female, or something else?
Male.
All right, thank you. In which state do you currently reside?
New York State.
Thank you, sir. What is your zip code?
10033.
Thank you. And are you registered to vote in New York?
Yes.
What is your year of birth?
1956.
56. Let me see. Thank you. Let me ask you, are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
Thank you. What is your race? Are you white, black, or African American, American Indian,
white,
or Alaskan?
White.
All right, thank you. In politics today, do you consider yourself as Republican, Democrat, or Independent?
Democrat.
Thank you. Do you consider yourself a strong or not a strong Democrat?
Strong.
All right. Thank you. No matter how frequently you vote in the elections, how much power do you feel your vote has to make on a change on issues that are important to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means your vote has no power at all, and 10 means that your vote has a lot of power.
10.
Thank you. Yeah, I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 elections for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Democrat Kamala Harris, Republican Donald Trump, third party candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr., third party candidate Jill Stein, or undecided? Or would you vote for other political offices but not president?
Kamala.
Okay, thank you. I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 elections for the U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote to be your representative in Congress, the Democrat or Republican?
Democrat.
Thank you. Here are three statements. Please indicate which of them is closest to your own views. The first statement is, I personally support personal's right to abortion and believe it should be legal and available. Second statement, I am personally against abortion, but I do not believe the government should prevent someone from making that decision for themselves. Third one, I personally believe having an abortion is wrong and should be illegal. From those statements, go ahead.
The first one.
First one, thank you. Based on what you know, which of the following statements do you think best describes the situation in New York when it comes to abortion legally? The first one is abortion is legal and available in all cases in New York. The second one, abortion is legal and available with some restrictions in New York. Third, abortion is banned with a few exceptions in New York. Fourth, abortion is totally banned in New York. And fifth, not sure.
On the first one.
First one, thank you. How concerned are you about abortion access in New York? Are you, the first one, not concerned at all? Second, not very concerned? Third, indifferent, neither concerned or unconcerned? Fourth, somewhat concerned? Fifth, very concerned?
Not concerned.
Not concerned at all? Or
yeah,
not
but,
very concerned?
Give me the question again. Sorry.
The first one reads not concerned at all. Second one, not very concerned.
Oh, yeah, not
Third,
concerned at all. Not concerned.
Not concerned. All right, thank you. As you may know, ballot measures are proposed laws that the public votes on directly. How much have you heard about the ballot measure in your state to guarantee that your state constitution protects the right to abortion? So the first one is, have you heard a lot, heard some, heard only a little, heard nothing at all?
I heard some.
Heard some, thank you. Based on what you know, if the elections were held today, will you vote yes or no on the ballot measure to guarantee that your state constitution protects the right to abortion, or are you undecided, or will you not vote on the ballot measure?
Yes, I'll vote yes.
Vote yes, thank you. Here is the text of proposal number one, the amendment that might appear on the ballot for New York in November 2024 elections. It adds certain protections to the state bills of rights. So it reads, adds anti-discrimination provisions to state constitution, covers ethnicity, national origin, age, disability, and sex, including sexual orientation, gender identity, and pregnancy. Also covers reproductive health care and autonomy. A yes vote puts this protections against discrimination in the New York State Constitution. A no vote leaves these protections out of the state constitution. So after reading this ballot measure language, if the elections were held today, will you vote no or yes on the ballot measure to guarantee that your state constitution protects the rights to abortion, or are you undecided, or will you not vote on the ballot measure?
I vote yes.
Thank you, sir. What values are behind your current decision to vote yes? So I will read some statements right here, some options right here. You can let me know which of those are, on your current decision to vote yes. To guarantee that your state constitution protects the rights to abortion, please pick two values that best describe the values behind your decision from the following list. So the first one is making decisions about your own body. Second one, safety. Third, privacy. Fourth, responsibility to women. Fifth, freedom. Sixth, responsibility to younger and future generation. Seventh, rights. Eighth, control over your own life. Ninth, empathy. And tenth, equality.
I'll pick two of those.
Yes.
The first one and I think it was the third one, the women.
Let me see. The third one is privacy. The fourth is responsibility to women.
The fourth one.
All right, thank you, sir. Does the opportunity to vote on the abortion ballot measure in your state this November make you less or more motivated to vote, or does it make no difference in your motivation to vote?
I'm more motivated to vote.
Oh, okay. Does that make you somewhat more motivated or much more motivated?
Much more.
Thank you, sir. If you learned that a candidate for political office supported the ballot measure, would that make you less or more likely to vote for the candidate, or does it make no difference in your likelihood to vote for the candidate?
I'm more likely to vote.
Okay, much more. Okay, so that'd be somewhat more likely or much more likely?
Much more.
Thank you, sir. If you learned that a candidate for political office opposed the ballot measure, would that make you less or more likely to vote for the candidate, or does it make no difference in your likelihood to vote for the candidate?
Less likely to vote.
So is much less likely or somewhat less likely?
Much, yeah.
Thank you. To the best of your knowledge, do Democrats want abortion? So this is about the Democrats. So to the best of your knowledge, do Democrats want abortion to be legal and accessible nationally? The second one is, want a national ban on abortions without exceptions? Third, want abortions to be legal nationally with some exceptions? Fourth, want states to decide on their own abortion laws? So to the best of your knowledge, which one of those do you think
the Democrats? The first one.
Oh, okay. Thank you, sir. So to the best of your knowledge, this is about the Democrats. So do Republicans, the first one is, want abortions to be legal and accessible nationally. Second one, want a national ban on abortion without exceptions. Third, want abortion to be legal nationally with some exceptions. Fourth, want states to decide on their own abortion laws.
Four.
The fourth one. Thank you, sir.
Yes.
How about you? Do you want abortion to be legal and accessible nationally? One, a national ban on abortion?
Well, yes. Yeah. Yes, the first one.
Okay, thank you. When thinking about who to vote for the race or for United States Congress, how important is it to you that the candidate shares your opinion on the issues of abortion? Is it very unimportant, somewhat unimportant, neutral, neither important or unimportant, somewhat important or very important?
Very important.
Very, thank you. Next one, when thinking about who to vote for the candidate for the race for president, how important is it to you that the candidate share your opinion on the issues of abortion? Is it very unimportant, somewhat unimportant, neutral, neither important or nor unimportant, somewhat important or very important?
Very important.
Thank you. Now you will hear some information on the conservative policy agenda called the Project 2025, then answer some questions on it. Project 2025 is an agenda for the next president that outlines the conservative takeover of the government through a series of policy proposals. It includes a plan to make abortions legal and restricts access to reproductive health care by allowing the government to monitor people's pregnancy, including pregnancies that end in a miscarriage, banning abortion nationwide. Next one, banning in vitro fertilization nationwide, allowing employers to deny workers access to birth control, eliminating access to medication abortions access through the mail. Based on what you just heard, how favorable or unfavorable do you feel towards the conservative policy agenda called the Project 2025? Do you feel very unfavorable, somewhat unfavorable, neutral, neither favorable or unfavorable, somewhat favorable, or very unfavorable?
Very unfavorable.
Thank you, sir. If you learn that a candidate for political office supported the Project 2025 conservative policy agenda and opposed the abortion ballot measures in your state, would that make you less or more likely to vote for the candidate, or does that make a difference in your likelihood to vote for this candidate?
Less likely to vote for him.
Okay, thank you. That'll be much less or somewhat less likely?
Much.
Thank you, sir. Now, here are some statements. These are statements made by people who support the Republicans and oppose the abortion ballot measures. Please rate each statement on how convincing it is to vote for the Republican candidate and no on the ballot measure. So these are statements. So the first one reads, abortions laws should be decided at the state level. I'm voting for Republicans who want to let state determine abortion policies, not the president and Congress. So regarding this statement for a Republican who supports who opposed the abortion ballot measures, how the first one is, do you think this thing is very convincing reason? Second one, somewhat recent convincing. Third one, not a very convincing reason. Or fourth, not a convincing reason at all.
Not a very convincing reason.
Thanks, sir. Next statement is, science tells us that unborn babies are humans being with a heartbeat who feel pain, make fists, have facial expressions, and their organs are fully formed and will continue to grow. I'm voting for Republicans who will protect these unborn babies. Regarding this statement, do you think this is a very convincing reason? First one, second one, somewhat convincing reason. Third one, not a very convincing reason. Or fourth, not a convincing reason at all?
Not a reason at all.
Thank you, sir. Third statement reads, Americans want a common sense position on abortion. That is why I vote for the Republicans who support reasonable exceptions to abortion bans, like when a woman's life is at risk or someone is raped or the victim is of incest. Regarding this statement, do you think the first one is very convincing reason, second one, somewhat convincing reason, third one, not a very convincing reason, or fourth, not a convincing reason at all?
Not a convincing reason at all.
I think, sir. We are on the last ones. Almost on the last ones. Give me a second. Here are some statements made by people who support Democrats and abortion ballot measures. Please rate each statement on how convincing it is to vote for Democratic candidates. Yes, on the ballot measure. So these are statements for the Democrats. The first one reads, for all women in our lives, we have the responsibilities to fight, protect their ability to make the healthcare decisions that are best for them. That means voting for Democratic candidates who prioritize women's reproductive freedoms and voting yes on the ballot measure to protect abortion access. We owe it to our daughters and sisters, wives and friends to make sure they can make decisions about their own bodies and lives. Regarding this statement for the Democrats, do you think it's a very convincing reason? Second one, somewhat convincing reason. Third one, not a very convincing reason. Or fourth, not a convincing reason at all.
Very convincing reason.
Thank you. Next statement, if a Republican wins this November, they plan to enact Project 2025, which includes a national ban on abortion and monitoring people's pregnancy. This is why we need to protect our reproductive rights by voting for Democrats up and down the ballots, passing the abortion measures, and make sure Republicans aren't able to enact Project 2025. Regarding this statement, do you think this is first one, very convincing reason, second one, somewhat convincing reason, third one, not a very convincing reason, or fourth, not a convincing reason at all?
Yeah, the first one.
Thank you, sir. No matter how frequently, now these are a little bit repetitive questions, in case some people change their mind, but I will read that we're on the last questions. No matter how frequently you vote on the elections, how much power do you feel your vote has to make a change on issues that are important to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means your vote has no power at all, and 10 means your vote has a lot of power.
10.
Thank you. I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 elections for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Democrat Kamala Harris, Republican Donald Trump, third party candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr., third party candidate Jill Stein, or undecided?
Kamala.
Thank you. If the elections were held today, who would you vote? Will you vote no or yes on the ballot measure to guarantee that your state constitution protects the right to abortion, or are you undecided or will not vote on the ballot measure?
Yes, I'll vote.
Thank you, sir. I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote to be your representative in Congress, the Democrat or the Republican?
The Democrat.
Thank you, sir. What is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
B.A., Bachelor of Arts.
Let me ask you, are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or a widower?
Single.
Single. Thank you. And are you the parent or guardian of any children under age 18?
No.
Thank you. Do you consider yourself one, heterosexual or straight, two, lesbian or gay, three, bisexual, fourth, something else?
Two.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. For whom did you vote in the 2020 general elections for president, or were you not able to vote? Joe Biden, Democrat, Donald Trump, Republican, someone else, or not eligible
Joe
to
Biden.
Vote?
Joe Biden.
Thank you. Last year, what is the last year, that is 2023, what was your total family income for all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine.
110,000.
All right. Thank you. Thank you. So this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. Mm-hmm. I know that, as I say, some of them were a little bit repetitive. Thank you for answering those questions once again, and thank you for your time for helping us out. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you for joining us. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you. Thank you.